Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in on the Schneider Orange Hotline our guest from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Craig Kishon. Craig, thanks for the time. Tim here.
Tim, how you doing, my friend?
Way more important how you are. I don't count in that equation.
That is not true, and you know that. I'm doing great, and I think you're doing great, too. You're sounding like you're talking about some positive stuff here finally with this team, and that's good news.
It is good news, and we've been throwing it around the last couple of hours a little bit. David Stearns had made some comments the other day that the next 2 weeks, and that's not unlike a lot of GMs around baseball, that they're going to determine what stance they're going to take heading into the final couple of months. Saying the next couple of weeks will tell a lot, and I think we all could agree with that.
Yeah, I think just the way the rest of the league, you know, parity after after the Dodgers and the Braves. I mean, you know, the Dodgers emerged first, then the Braves kind of emerged out in the East, and the Central has kind of played out for quite a while now. You know, it was a two-team race there for a pretty good stretch into the late spring, early summer, and now it's a little bit more than that right now, and we'll see if that doesn't go back to the two-team race of the Cubs and the Brewers before too long here. But I think you got to let it play out a little bit because, you know, there's some critical storylines, you know, for this team right now, and, you know, to be able to maybe fix some issues, it's going to cost you, and I think that we all know that you know, you try to spend as little as possible, especially when you're in a race this tight right now to make things better. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't want to give away the farm necessarily for a rental relief pitcher right now that you're going to lose at the end of the year either. So, you know, they have to be pretty mindful of the decisions that they make. And a lot of teams are in that position right now as well. So I really would expect the trade deadline to hold true to what the definition really is, and it'll, you know, it's going to come down to the final couple of days for sure for a lot of teams.
You know, Craig, it's interesting when GMs say that it's, you know, we'll have some clarity after a couple of weeks. It's almost like we've been trained over the years, like Pavlov's dog or something, that, hey, measure baseball in long stretches, in big windows of time. And I've had to sort of pinch myself and really retrain myself in a situation that the Brewers are in this year. It's almost, my knee jerk was, hey man, that's too unfair to judge the whole season or your plan moving forward on just a couple of weeks of baseball. Yet for a million years, we've been saying, hey, this is to be measured in large sample sizes. So, but that's the landscape here that some would say they've dug a little bit of a hole. I don't know if I fully agree with that. There's some truth in that, but you know, it's strange that it does come down to a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the thing that I've cautioned people with, you know, when the Brewers, you know, were 9-18 during that stretch of games, you know, everyone's like, well, the Cubs were also, you know, on a downfall, and geez, if we just could have played .500, you know, we'd have a 3 or 4 or 5 game lead. And although maybe that's true, you can't play that game either. And you just have to understand that there's still, you know, more than 2 months of the baseball season left, and a critical trade deadline area as well where you can improve your team. And you know, I think the other thing is, and this certainly is not a I told you so at all, but I think, you know, in realistic terms, this is a pretty good baseball team that's had some disappointments, I think, when it comes to, you know, player performance. And it had to overcome some, you know, really tremendous injuries in the bullpen to start the year. And I think that's got to be the focal point of, you know, how you get this team better moving down the stretch. I think that's, you know, more than likely going to be the spot where they, you know, try to improve right now. And still have a little bit of time to do that. You know, like you said a few moments ago, this team played a really good game yesterday, and they played much better on the back end of this homestand against the Atlanta Braves, and won a couple of games and won a series. And, you know, some guys are headed back in the right direction, at least the direction that they should be right now. So they should be performing at, you know, a higher level, like Aguilar and Thames and Jeremy Jeffress right now too. So you get those guys back on track, and hopefully that's going to straighten out a storyline or two, and then he can go fix what maybe really is broken.
We've asked the question here today on the show, as well as on social media, and a pretty good barometer, 70% plus have said that they are a good team. And you just made a similar comment too, but on just a big level, big picture, macro, whatever word you want to use, are they a good baseball team?
Well, they're absolutely a good baseball team. I mean, you know, you're not in the position that the Brewers are in right now in late July, unless they're a good baseball team. I mean, they had five All-Stars, and every one of them deserved to be where they are. And you're comparing now to the rest of the league. So you have five All-Stars compared to the rest of the league, which was, you know, some of the highest numbers of any team. And you're only a couple of games back of first place right now. And you were in first and second place for a good chunk of the season. Doesn't matter what division you're in. You figure things out, you know, and you rise above some of the others. And that's what they've been able to do so far. And again, I think if they get the performances from some of these guys in the last 2 months they haven't been getting yet, and you know, continue to get all-star level performances from the guys who have been there, I really do think that they're going to contend, you know, down all the way down to the stretch. You know, that's my feeling anyway. I think they are a good team. I've thought that since spring training.
We're talking with Craig Koshan of Fox Sports Wisconsin on the Schneider Orange Hotline here, a Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Craig, a little bit of broadcasting conversation here, just behind the scenes a little bit. You know, I like the stable of broadcasters. I should elevate that to love the stable of broadcasters that the Brewers have, both radio and TV. I mean, all the way around, man. It really is pretty impressive. Obviously, Uecker and Jeff Levering, I think, is one of the best up and coming broadcasters in his field. I really believe that. And then Lane Grindle's doing his thing over on the other side with you guys on the TV side with Matt filling in, yourself filling in, Brian Anderson. He's just a consummate pro. You guys ever just look around the room a little bit and say, man, for a market this size, our broadcast team is pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate what you said there. You know, we take a lot of pride, I think, first and foremost, Tim, that, you know, we just kind of consider ourselves, you know, friends and family, and, you know, we try to take care of each other, and we try to have, you know, a good time with our viewers and our listeners all in mind first. And I mean, that's really the truth. I mean, we don't ever feel like we're coming in to work. We never feel like we're going to a job, and we're very, very fortunate to be able to say that. I know there's a lot of people in the world who can't necessarily say that, and I know there's, you know, a handful of people that, you know, are very fortunate to go into what they really enjoy, and I think you include yourself in that group of going into a job that you really enjoy, and we do, and I think we have a great team and a good organization that, you know, lets us tell some stories and gives us you know, some access to be able to, you know, share what the team does. And that's really, really important to have all that. I'm fortunate from the standpoint of I have, you know, more than one thing to do and more than one responsibility. I think that's, I'm fortunate from that standpoint to, you know, have some versatility in my work with the team too. And everybody does. So, We enjoy it, and I appreciate you saying that very much.
Yeah, I got to include Sophia and Jeff and Jerry.
Well, of course,
Bill Schroeder would punch me in the face if I didn't mention him either. It's really good stuff because, I mean, we hear around the league, we play some of the highlights. And, I don't want to bash anybody by name, but, man, some of the rest of the league, and, man, it just pales to what we have here. I don't know where it came from or how it got rolling here. Why the broadcasting is so damn good. It just, I don't know where it came from, but it really, in theory, should not be this good.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that, but I will say this. I've been around this, the state and the city, you know, all my life, and, you know, I've been a Brewer backer all my life and a Bucks backer, Wisconsin sports fan and all that. But the guy that's been here the longest is the guy that, you know, honestly sets the table, and that's Uke. And nobody enjoys life better than that guy. And, he has a lot to do with, you know, the history of our broadcast, whether it's radio or TV, and has had a say. And you gotta start with the guy that's, you know, loved the most in the state and has been around the longest, I think that's a key top of the list type thing, is, you know, to answer your question, you know, where did it all start or where did it all come from or why do we deserve all this? It's because of that guy right there, trust me.
Yeah, it really is. I made a comment a couple of hours ago that I miss Bob Uecker, and he's not even gone yet. I don't know what we're going to do without him. I really don't. And he, man, it's just been just amazing. But, Craig, I appreciate it, man. We'll see you at the park next homestand. And keep up the good work, man. It's good stuff.
Well, Tim, you too, and thanks for having me on, and we'll do it again soon, I hope, okay?
Yeah, you got it. Craig Kishon from Fox Sports Wisconsin here on the Bill Michaels Show, Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.